Game Time's Mailbag with Nick Baugh starts now. Presented by Oscar's Pizza and Sports Grill, home of the Big O Pizza and Charbuff Wings.
Here's the mail, it never fails. It makes me want to wag my tail. When it comes, I want to wail.
Yeah, it's that time. We weren't able to do it yesterday because the College World Series of Mother Nature went ballistic and created a triple header. Knocked us off the air for when we usually do the mailbag. But you know what? If I don't get it once a week, man, my therapy, the mailbag, I go cuckoo. So we're doing it now. Pretty simple concept. You email super producer George at 1620thezone.com. Any question you want to throw at me can be serious, can be silly, doesn't matter. Best email question is going to win a gift certificate to Oscars. Get your win game right, your pizza game right at Oscars. So, George, do we want to do this? I'm going to fire up a little yin-yang twins and just fire it up here.
I'm ready for it.
All right.
You've got mail.
All right.
We've got some good ones already.
Okay, all right.
Let's go with Tom.
Tom!
Tom wants to know, Nick, what is your ultimate breakfast? Make it good. I'm a fat man on a diet listening to your answer.
Okay, ultimate breakfast. Your boy is a big French toast guy.
Ooh.
Oh, mama. Ooh. Some Tony Parker toast. Come on now.
Ooh.
I love me some French toast. So, first and foremost, going to bang some French toast. I don't want any crazy French toast. Like, I don't need... you ever do some ones that put some like cereal? Like I don't need any... Just give me some straight up French toast, okay?
With a little bit of syrup.
A little bit of syrup, we're good, okay? So French toast, and then I probably do an omelet with sausage, peppers, and cheddar. I'm gonna keep it. I don't want. You ever get an omelet with too much in it, and it's like it can't even like if the omelet can't close, like fully close.
Yeah.
You got too much in your omelet.
Yeah.
Think of an omelet like you're packing a suitcase. Ultimately, you're going to have to close the suitcase and zip her up, right?
Yeah.
Or you're going to have to take some things out of the suitcase. That's the omelet to me. I don't want too much. I don't like an omelet that's just got crap coming out of it. I want it to be closed. Give me a little French toast. Give me a little omelet. Give me a little coffee.
Mm.
Could I have gone? What? I hope that's what he was looking for. I mean, did he want like biscuits and gravy or whatever?
No.
I don't think I've ever had biscuits and gravy.
Really?
They bomb. I like biscuits. I like gravy.
I'm not going to lie. I just had mine when I went to college for the first time. So it was like 2013-ish. It's good.
Seems heavy. It's
very heavy. You got to go night-night.
Go ahead. Next question.
That's all I have to say about that.
You've got mail.
Night
after some biscuits and gravy.
there's some really good ones here. let's go with Sam. This one's out of left field. If you had the ability to crossbreed two animals, what would they be? Would you go for exotic beauty or something to change humanity?
You gotta be careful about creating the ultimate predator. You know what I mean? Like you create like an eagle and a lion, you got yourself a problem. You know what I mean? You got a lion that can fly and then it's swooping down you got yourself a big problem. I'm just thinking about all the animals I hate. I don't like a lot of wild animals, man. They just scare the living bejeebers out of me. What would you want to... What do we want to make fly? That's what we got to think about.
A pig.
Pigs fly? When pigs fly. There you go. How about that? A pig and a blue jay. They're flying. There you go. When pigs fly.
That's all I have to say about that.
You've got mail.
I just had the image in my head. I was like, I'd love to see that.
An eagle lion is a problem, bro. We got big problems in our world. The food chains, you got about to get switched around.
This was from Sean. Sean wants to know, hey, Nick, I listened to your weather broadcast on Tuesday, and it made me wonder If you are not on radio, what would your career be?
Oh, boy.
Sean thinks you should be a weatherman.
Should I?
Yeah.
I'd have to do it in a place that's like San Diego where it's 75 and sunny every day. Wow, so Sean thought I had game with reading the radar. Yeah, well, how about that? If I couldn't do this, what would I do? I don't know. I mean, I'd be a basketball coach, right? Are you looking for something lamer? Like, is that too, like, you want something different?
You got something different?
Yeah, well, I mean, what I've always wanted to do... You guys can laugh if you want to. If I could be anything in the world, I'd love to be, like, a great singer. Oh, man. If I could be, like, Usher or John... Like, oh, man, I would just be singing my you-know-what off. But I would love, if I could be a great... Before I die, I want to get into an actual recording studio that has the equipment to make like a real hip hop beat. Like I would love, like I think being like a hip hop producer, like Pharrell, Timberland, Mustard, Kanye. Like I think that is the coolest job in the world. If I can make a beat, I would just make beats that make my face just get scrunched. Like, oh.
Nick, you know how like every producer's got their thing that they do? At the end of every song, you have to have the me like you.
So there you go. I would try my hand at being a hip hop producer. Who doesn't want their hip hop songs produced by a guy from Nebraska? Come on, guys. Come on. Man. That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing.
That's all I have to say about that.
You've got mail.
So this one actually came in early, like very early. I'm talking like
4 a.m.?
Like last Thursday, like a week ago.
Oh, okay.
Sheesh. So it's a little bit longer, but Kurt's going through it right now.
He's going through some things?
He's going through some things. He told me to paraphrase, but I'm going to read it verbatim. Oh. He said, "My neighbor across the street mows his huge corner lot the same way every time. Hits the diagonal, but it's always the same line. He's probably about 20 years older than me. I don't know if I should say anything. This is the first time in 5 years that I've lived here that his adult son has also lived there, wasn't handling it, doing the proper line rotations.
Right.
He's an acquaintance, not a friend.
Right. That's hard.
But it's like nails on on a challenge
chalkboard. Yeah, I mean, so it's the same thing every time? It's so he's getting same. You're getting no pattern going.
No, it's the same way.
And it sounds like it's a decent sized little lot, like a good little stretch of grass that you could do some things with, you know? See, that's how I am with, like, when I see a guy with a great head of hair with a bad haircut or not taking advantage of it, that offends me. And it sounds like what you said, this guy's name was Kevin?
Kurt.
Kurt. Kurt feels that way about a great patch of grass that's not being mowed properly.
No, I just forwarded it to you in your email. He attached a picture of him mowing his lawn.
Let me see what this is looking like.
Yeah.
Let me see.
I feel for Kurt right now, though.
Oh, man, he's got potential there. Yeah. My man's got on some thick headphones. Right? You see those? Jeez. Need to slow down those headphones, dude. My man's got on earmuffs. Does he not? Holy moly, dude. Yeah, I don't know what to tell you, man. People, if they don't get it, they don't get it. You know? You know all you can do, Kurt, in your life is try to set the example, right? You set an example, so you keep on hitting them with the diagonal and keep on doing your best, and hopefully they will see, you know what? Maybe I need to switch things up and do what Kurt's doing. So how about that? You focus on your lawn, and hopefully he gets lawn envy and switches up his game. How about that?
That's all I have to say about that.
You've got mail.
I'm with you on that one.
My man got some thick headphones.
Some thick headphones.
Oh
man, that is good. All right, let's go with where's the one? Oh, there it is. Okay. So, in honor of the NBA draft, this one's coming from Judd. Judd wants to know, knowing that you could get Verzal in the second round and a guy like Grant Gibbs could be signed as an undrafted free agent, who would you pick first overall in the guest draft? Is it Schick, Kugler, Barrett Rude? Has Danny Woodhead shot up the draft board?
Sheesh, you guys are putting your boy in a predicament. You know who I'm drafting first. The guy that I worked with I was in the trenches with this guy every day for 3 years. Schicky. Right? You gotta I can't forget where I came from. Well, bottom line is, you talk about a great draft. Man. Our weekly lineup is You thought the Warriors were loaded. Never seen Game Time lineup.
That's all I have to say about that.
You've got mail.
Steve. Steve wants to know. Steve just sent this in. This is fresh. This is hot.
Fresh out the oven.
He said, you have the chance to spend an entire weekend at a scenic lake house or cabin with drinks and food included. Mm-hmm. You are able to spend this weekend to just chill and hang out with three celebrities, dead or alive.
Ooh.
Past or present.
Ooh.
One's got to be a sports figure, one's got to be an actor or actress, and one's got to be a musician. What's the lineup?
There's a lot of things. So it's a week?
I believe it is a week. An entire weekend. So we're going,
because you take Gronk. Gronk's gonna get too drunk, and you just I can't have Gronk puking on things and getting in fights with people. So Gronk, if you're listening, you're not getting invited. Okay. Tom Brady. Brady, I'm on vacation. I'm not trying to have kale for
avocado
breakfast
ice
here.
Cream.
I'm not trying to do that. All right. I'm not trying to do that at all. Because I have a healthy obsession with him right now, I'm going to take Klay Thompson. Give me Klay. There's no way you're not going to have fun with Klay.
Klay's
laid back as hell. Klay's like, listen, man, we can play crazy eights. We can go get drunk. We can go just talk. We can go nap. We can do whatever you want to do. So I'm going to give me Klay. For my actor, give me Will Smith. I mean, come on, ooh, man. Who doesn't like Will Smith? And for my musician, who do I want?
There's some good ones that you could do.
It depends on what route I want to go, you know? You know what I'm going to do for my musician?
Huh.
I'm going to take Shakira, and I think you know why. Shouts out to Shakira! So me, Will, and Klay are hanging with Shakira for... We're going to play My Hips Don't Lie and... What's that? A She-Wolf? You ever seen that video?
I've seen that video.
Boy. Is that bad?
No.
Is that bad?
I'm mad at it.
You're telling me you don't want to come to my lake house?
Yo,
Klay Thompson, Will Smith, and Shakira?
Somebody's got to produce the show.
You're invited.
That's all I have to say about that.
You've got mail.
I got two more for you, including a Hot Chick Jeff question. Shout out to Hot Chick Jeff reaching out before we made the announcement today.
Yeah.
He was asking for it. He's
okay,
like, hey,
good.
Can we get a mail back today?
Yes, you could. That's why I like Hot Chick Jeff.
This one's from Adam. He said, why are most of your fake universities named after cereals? What's your favorite one?
I don't know. Frosted Flakes A&M, Lucky Charms Tech. Pretty good. Cocoa Puffs University. They're all really good. Frosted Flakes University. It's pretty bad. I don't know why I go the cereal route. Isn't it kind of fun though?
I'm not gonna lie. That's good. That's so good.
Yeah. Maybe one day we'll get Cocoa Puffs University, but today's not that day.
That's all I have to say about that.
You've got mail.
Hodgick Jeff wants to know.
Oh boy.
I don't know what that was.
Yeah, someone just... Vin Diesel's out there doing his thing.
For real. Hot Chick Jeff wants to know, how is your neck and shoulder feeling, Nick? With all the hot chicks walking around Omaha Baseball Village, are you in need of a chiropractor with your head being on
adjustment.
A swivel?
I need an adjustment. Nah, I'm good. I'm doing okay. I'm hanging in there. I would say our vantage point isn't necessarily conducive for being able to, you know, like, people get in our light of, like, our sight line for like a second and then they're gone. So it's there's not a whole bunch of needing to kind of, you know, whip your neck around back and forth based on where we're at. Just because we don't have a big 360 to, like, all angle scene everybody. So Hot Chick Jeff, I'm hanging in there. My neck is hanging in there. George, is your neck hanging in there?
Yeah, it's pretty good right now.
Saw some Texas Tech cheerleaders there.
I was distracted by that a little bit. I didn't know baseball had cheerleaders.
Hey, yeah, anything's possible these days.
Yep.
That's all I have to say about
Come on,
that.
Bunt it! Bunt it! Give me a B-U-N-T! Bunt it! Bunt it!
You've got mail.
What? Call the bullpen! Call the bullpen!
I'm going to need to talk to the Texas Tech cheerleaders.
Call the bullpen! Call the bullpen!
Nick, why are you...
Steal the base! Steal the base!
All right, go ahead. My fault. Is this the last one?
Yeah. I'm just thrown all the way off.
Yeah, my bad. That was my bad.
Good. David was.
Don't get mad because I picked Shakira to come to my lake house. You're just jealous.
That's such a good pick, man.
Bro.
That's such a good pick.
Every day, we're going to be just like pumped. Me, Will, and Clay. We're pumped.
David wants to know, what is your favorite shoe brand and what are the best retro sneakers?
You know, I feel bad. I'm not a huge sneaker guy. And that's kind of like goes counter to all basketball. Like, that's the one part of basketball culture that didn't infiltrate my life for some reason. I'm a Nike guy. Right as I was leaving, one of the coolest things that happened, though, right as I was leaving Kansas was switching from Nike to Adidas.
Mm.
And for a day of pickup, there was an Adidas rep there that brought all their new shoes.
Oh.
And I was the only one there that wore a size 13 playing pickup that day, and that was what they had. So what they had me do, every pickup game, I got a new pair of shoes.
No.
Swear to God.
Man.
So I played 2 hours. They're like, all right, so come on over. Here are the new T-Max. You can put these on. Like, and I would give them feedback.
Oh, that's dope.
I wanted to mess with him, be like, man, usually I'm playing above the rim, you know what I'm saying? But I can't because of the shoes. Lying to them, like, uh-oh, that's not good. But I don't like Adidas shoes that much. I'm a Nike guy.
Okay.
What are the old Jordan, like the original, the Jordan with the gray tongue, like gray tongue with the Jordan on it, with the black and red. I don't know if you're a sneakerhead. I don't know. You know which ones.
You know how many shoes that
is? I know. It's like, people like the Jordan.
Jordan's got that gray tongue in the black.
Y'all know the one with the Jordan emblem on it? Yeah, that's the one I like. These ones, the here. You know what these are? Hold on, pop up for me here. Come on, internet. Those?
Are those it?
Yeah, you know, you've seen those before.
Yeah,
right?
I've seen those. Those are the ones you're talking about?
Yeah.
Which one are those?
I don't know. They say the Retro 5s?
Oh, I wear those in 2K. All right.
That all she wrote, George?
That's all she wrote. Yeah. Shout out to Chris Webber's Dadas back in the day.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about those.
Man, your boy had like 4 pair. I still got a pair now. I've saved them.
You know what commercial I love that I saw the other day? I think this is a House of Hoops commercial where guys are, remember the beat with like the beat with the squeaky shoes and guys are just dribbling and they pass it and like
got Darius Miles in there.
Lamar Odom. Jason Williams. Man, that took over my life. The whole like put the ball in your shirt, spin it around.
Or
boy.
Skipping or like dribble ball with the knees.
Man, yeah. Come on now. That took over my life for a little bit.
That's all I got for you, man.
Okay. So I look forward. Yeah, hold on. Hello? Yeah. Shakira, what's up? Yeah. You had a code to get in the house. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, hold on. Clay, what's up? Yeah, Shakira's already there. Don't get mad, George. Don't get mad at my lake house. Oh, God. Go to break for it. Just kicked off the air.